Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's crazy. It's crazy to go to the Olympics. Not only is there a genocide underway in China, it's 62 miles to one 14 million person city that's been locked down now. Sending our athletes there when China routinely lies about every aspect of this virus, from the time it came upon us until the moment of yesterday, is just nuts. The games should be postponed.
That's Hugh Hewitt. He was on Fox yesterday. I thought they made a really good point. And I've always been looking at it from a, why would you give the Chinese a platform when they're, you know, they've got slaves, et cetera, et cetera. He's making the point, Omicron's running rampant in China, and they've lied constantly since before we even ever even heard of COVID. They've been lying to us, so why would we believe anything they're telling us as we send our athletes over there now? That's a very good point.
And the latest developments in China are really interesting in that there is a cluster of three cities. As I recall, one's about 1 million people, one of them is 3 million people, and one of them is like 13 million people,
yeah.
And I'd never heard of it in my life.
He just said that city is 14 million people.
Okay,
it's completely
14.
Locked down. Imagine that.
So they have this cluster of cities where people are literally not allowed to cross their threshold and come outdoors. Everybody is locked down. Chairman Xi clinging to the zero COVID policy in the midst of Omicron, which spreads like a rumor. I mean, it spreads like nothing we've ever seen before. And any prediction of, really, any hope for the downfall of Xi and then the hardliners and the rest of it is probably, you know, fairy dust talk. But it's kind of fun and exciting for us who are into China watching to watch the communist government pursuing a policy which can't possibly work. It is insane in the face of Omicron. And what that's going to look like, especially as the eyes of the world are directed on China, I'm kind of excited about that. I'm way more excited about that than I am about the speed skating. And I like speed skating.
Yeah, zero COVID was a crazy idea back when it was pre-Delta or Delta. It's impossible now. There is no policy. I believe this, and I've heard other people say it, and I agree with them. I believe there's no government policy that can affect Omicron. Just can't. You can't do it. Masks, distance, nothing. It spreads too easy.
It's like a child's sandcastle on a beach. It can kind of mess with the little pattern of the wave there for a second or two, and then the next wave, and then please, your efforts are gone and erased and never to be thought of again. Meanwhile, I happened to flip on NPR this morning, and they were talking about the vid, of course, and they interviewed a handful of scientists, and you know, you can generally tell the way a show leans by who they talk to and what those people say, but the last voice they had was some Harvard medical dude who was talking about how dangerous Omicron could be. It's going to wash across. There's so many cases, blah, blah, blah. And how it's more important than ever that we double down and do everything we can to stop the spread. And I was just picturing a map of like a country being invaded, and it's now 85% the enemy, including the capital. But there's still a general out there saying, it's not the time for guerrilla warfare, some time of transition. We need to be fighting as hard as we've ever fought. It's like the war is lost. But if you're a loyal listener to the lefty NPR, you're thinking, okay, got to lock ourselves down. We got to shut down the schools. We got to, you know, close off this. We can't meet in person. We got to wear masks outdoors in the park, blah, blah, blah. They're still getting that message.
We probably ought to play the Fauci versus Rand Paul because we did it later in the show, and if you haven't heard it, it's kind of entertaining. Maybe next segment we get that going for you, those two old guys yelling at each other the way they like to do.
Oh, I do love old guys yelling at each other. Or just a little on-air meeting. We could do that now real quick, break on time for once in our lives, and have plenty of time for the stuff we were going to do now.
Okay. I think they legitimately don't like each other. I don't think this is one of those, you know, as soon as the cameras are off, the Republican and Democrat put their arms around each other and went and had a couple martinis. No, I don't think it's one of those things. I think Rand Paul thinks Fauci is a bad person who started this whole damn thing and is lying to us, and I think Fauci thinks Rand Paul's an idiot.
I believe there's truth to that. Or an effing moron? Or what did he call that guy?
He called the senator from Kansas...
Yeah. Who's a doctor, by the
Who's
way.
A doctor, yeah, a moron.
A moron, yeah.
Dropped a JC. Do we have that clip? I haven't looked at it. I wasn't expecting this. So Joe called an audible, and I'm not ready. Omaha, Omaha, and I ran this direction, and
which
he threw the ball.
Which one's Omaha? I don't remember which one Omaha is.
And the ball just bounced on the grass because I went
that
direction.
Is that where I run? I can't remember.
Where's our Fauci?
I got it here, guys. Here we go.
Somebody okay. Talk to me.
Yeah,
there we go.
Do it, Michael.
Look, we're totally incorrect.
Well, we look forward to reviewing it.
Senator Marshall... Dr. Fauci has answered you. It is public information, and he's happy to give it to you if you would ask. Senator Moran.
What a moron. Jesus Christ.
So he got caught.
What a moron.
Edison's Jesus microphone Christ. On.
What a moron. Jesus Christ.
To a doctor. And I don't know anything about this senator from Kansas, but he is a doctor. As is Rand Paul, who's been arguing with Dr. Fauci. So whatever the clip is that we were playing yesterday, do we still have that, Michael? Because that was pretty good. I found that entertaining. We're trying to find it.
We're efforting that.
Okay. Let me know when you find it. Let me read this text to you about the whole Dr. Fauci thing. I'm not quite as far down the road of hating Fauci as some of you are. I do think he is responsible for the gain of function research, and he's misleading everybody about that, and that makes him a liar. And that part bothers me more than any of his policies around the COVID. And I think it's beyond a doubt clear, no matter what your politics are, he's the wrong messenger at this point. If you want to reach all of America with any health advice out of the federal government, you can't use him at this point.
But I represent science.
Because half of America, at least half of America, automatically is tuning him out the second they hear his voice or see his face.
To speak in sports terms, and I think this is undeniable, he's lost the locker room.
Yeah, whether you think it's his fault or not, he has lost the locker room. And so you can't have him be the mouthpiece. But anyway... So he and others were there for some hearings yesterday, and as usual, when it was Rand Paul's time to talk to him, they got into it.
Do you think it's a great success, what's happened so far? Do you think the lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government, and now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
Do you think it's a winning success, what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of in a monolithic way telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive
and look at everything
that I said. You've advocated it be done by mandate.
Right.
You've advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Right. So, again, Madam Chair, I would like just a couple of minutes because this happens all the time. You personally attack me, and with absolutely not a shred of evidence of anything you say. So I would like to make something clear to the committee. He's doing this for political reasons. What you need to do is he said in front of this committee.
You think your takedown of three prominent epidemiologists was not political?
You don't want me to finish, but you know what I'm going to say.
That was the question.
Senator,
were you political in taking down the three prominent epidemiologists?
Senator Paul, if you would please.
The two of you go outside and yell at each other. You're wearing me out.
But it's a perfectly reasonable question, I think. Look, more people have died under Biden than died under Trump, and I don't blame Joe Biden for that, but in what way can you say that your ideas around this whole lockdown and what we need to do have been working? What's your evidence that things are better than if we hadn't followed your advice?
It's just all so slippery. Which is why...
How different would the outcome have been if we hadn't shut down the schools, hadn't shut down the businesses, hadn't had all these mask mandates? I would love to know that in a parallel universe. Would it have been significantly different? Would it have been different at all?
As I've said many times, what would it have been like if every kid in America, every college kid, everybody under 30 had been exposed to the original COVID and we protected the hell out of the oldsters? What would have happened then? As opposed to protecting, quote unquote, protecting the kids from something that is no threat to them, thereby slowing the spread until we could get to a good, dangerous variant.
Fauci went on to say this, talking about how these Rand Paul battles have led to threats in his life.
It makes a difference, because as some of you may know, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, on December 21st, a person was arrested who was on their way from Sacramento to Washington, D.C., at a speed stop in Iowa. And the police asked him where he was going, and he was going to Washington, D.C., to kill Dr. Fauci. And they found in his car an AR-15 and multiple magazines of ammunition, because he thinks that maybe I'm killing people.
So since we have been doing a radio show in Sacramento for 20 some years now, I don't know if it was one of our listeners who was hearing the Hail Fauci clip over and over again and decided that's it, I'm at it.
Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci!
Got stopped in Iowa on the way. I don't know. What do you think about that? I heard the point being made. Look, Rand Paul has been shot at by a Bernie supporter and attacked by a neighbor for probably political reasons and ended up in the hospital with a
collapsed
lung.
Or lawn clipping reasons.
Hey, look, people get mad at me. You know, if you're on the public stage, apparently that sort of thing happens.
Crazy.
You're making the big calls on the big stage. So I don't know if that was, I don't know if that made any point whatsoever.
Well, as usual, we are running late, but if any of our listeners are contemplating an unspeakable act of horror, number one, don't. But number two, if a cop asks you where you're going, don't tell them.
I'm going to kill Dr. Fauci.
You're a bad criminal.
Jeez, you are terrible and an idiot and a crazy person.
I'm going to rob a bank. In fact, I got to get there within 10 minutes, officer, if you could hurry this along.
Yeah, we got to get this one on because I actually thought Fauci scored a point here.
So I ask myself, why would Senator want to do this? So go to Rand Paul website and you see Fire Dr. Fauci with a little box that says, contribute here. You can do $5, $10, $20, $100. So you are making a catastrophic epidemic for your political gain. So the
you
only
have
thing
politically
that,
attacked
that
your
can,
colleagues and in a politically reputsible
the
way
only thing
attack
that I can
their reputation.
Okay,
you won't defend it.
No,
you won't argue it.
I'm
You'll
sorry.
Just...
So I thought that was a pretty decent shot. It doesn't mean Rand Paul's wrong or being disingenuous about the fire Fauci. Like we said, I think he got a fire Fauci because he's nobody listens to him anymore. But the raising money next to it, that's a pretty good shot. Don't you think? No?
It's okay. I mean, that's what politicians do. They raise money.
Your comment. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
What a moron.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you have ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than now.
And right now, our friends at Simply Safe are giving Armstrong and Getty listeners access to their New Year's holiday deals. 20% off their award-winning home security in your first month is free when you sign up for the interactive monitoring service.
Yeah, we really love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it.
Simply Safe was even named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report.
You can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes and even get free custom recommendations.
Start feeling more peace of mind in the new year. Take 20% off your Simply Safe system and your first month is free when you sign up for the interactive monitoring service.
Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong for 20% off your system. simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010, Burks Construction Management.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
According to a new survey, just 9% of Americans said that the Biden administration is doing a great job handling the Omicron coronavirus strain. I assume it's the same 9% who don't currently have it.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about. My niece has got it. It's pretty dang sick for a person in their early 20s.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. She's vaxxed, too. Not the booster, but the first two shots. I got to get boosted. I just keep forgetting to try to find one and get it scheduled. Last time I tried to find one, I couldn't find one. But I want to get boosted because I want, if I catch Omicron, I want to be as mild as possible. I got relatively sick first time I had COVID, and I was vaxxed, and I think I would have been much, much sicker if I hadn't been vaxxed. I don't know if they know the science on that yet, but anywho, what are the issues going to be? There's an election this year. Not worth really talking about now because it's 11 months away. But what are the
2022 midterms are this year, you're saying?
Yeah. People aren't going to be voting on the voter rights bill. They're not going to be voting on January 6th. How many people are going to go to the polls thinking about January 6th? You know what they are going to be thinking about? Depends on where we are on COVID. They might be thinking about lockdowns and kids in school and that sort of stuff. Definitely could be top of mind. But probably trumping everything, the world needs a new word.
Yeah.
That means the same as Trump.
Different card game.
Over everything else, dominating, topping everything else, is going to be how much it costs to be alive. Inflation. And the numbers are out today. Inflation rose 7% in 2021.
Woof.
Highest increase since 1982, which if you're old enough, I mean, I was a kid, but I know those were the dark days of inflation. And crazy high interest rates and things being really difficult for a lot of people. Oof is right. So we all took a 7% pay cut last year? That's a significant pay cut. And are we on track to do it again this year? I mean, are we gonna come out of these 2 years like 15% down from where we were in 2019, 2020? Oh, my God. That's the number one issue for people. And I don't know what government policy, you know, can deal with that. The Fed's talking about multiple interest rates boosts this year. Not passing some Build Back Better monstrosity would be a step in the right direction.
Right, yeah, not pouring more gasoline, a.k.a. money, into the economy. You know, and the thing about inflation is it tends to be a vicious circle in that at some point wages are going to have to start chasing those prices, at which point, you know, merchants have no choice but to raise those prices.
Because
to
they're
pay
paying
for their workers.
Sure, because they're paying everybody at the restaurant way more money. They got to charge more for their food to afford it.
And then, zoomba boomba, before you know it, you're carting around millions of dollars of cash in a wheelbarrow like it's the final days of the Confederacy.
And then there's the emotional aspect of it. Or if you think a couch is going to be more expensive at the end of the year than it is now, and it almost certainly is, or a car or whatever else, you're going to buy it now. Which drives up demand and inflation also. So it's hard to get out of the spiral of inflation. It's freaking scary, and I think we're there. 7%.
Yeah, it's almost as if the Democratic Party is willfully committing suicide. And then you add to that the support for the teachers' unions, which have everybody angry. I mean, has anybody ever won all 435 seats of Congress? Somebody check the historical record. Well, in San Francisco, a lot of California, a lot of your blue states will still elect Democrats, but not many.
While used vehicles rose another 3.5% in December, bringing the increase from a year ago for used vehicles, do you have one you can spare? 37.3% increase in the cost of a used vehicle in 1 year. 37%!
Yikes.
That is stunning. We all should have gone out and bought a bunch of, you know, Chrysler PT Cruisers last year.
Wow.
We'd be
great
rolling
idea.
In dough.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents
Fight Night.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th.
It's in the cage.
Full contact fighting.
This intense action-packed event sells out. Get your tickets now.
Call 1-800-280-UIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Great entertainment is happening with cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. Tickets start at $35 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
That's the Olympic theme, ladies and gentlemen, the pageantry. The honor of sport.
The corruption.
The corruption. The slaves. The catching the COVID. All the horrible things go along with the Olympics this time around. Hey, I've got more on the economic news. So inflation, 7% over the past year. 7%. Biggest rise since 1982.
Yikes.
That's troubling. Some of the numbers behind the numbers are really interesting. But speaking of the Olympics, I just came across this from CBS News. Elizabeth Palmer is in the very top tier of foreign correspondents. She is really, really good. But anyway, she's in Beijing to deal with the Olympics and Omicron, and here's the latest.
With a budget of nearly $4 billion, Chinese Winter Olympic venues are showstoppers. President Xi got to watch the athletes practicing last week and toured the facilities. But behind the upbeat photo op is a vast, invasive effort to stop COVID spoiling the games. Public health SWAT teams are testing 14 million people for the second time in 3 days after an Omicron outbreak in Tianjin, which is commuting distance from Beijing. One citizen posted a video showing panicked people at a market trying to stockpile food. They'd heard stories from the city of Jian, where officials had to step in and deliver meals to some residents in their second week of complete lockdown, who said they'd run out of things to eat.
Also in Jian, like that. That's what a lockdown means in China. You can't come out of your home, and you're hungry. That's what it means to lock down in China.
Frantically shouting out your window, "We have no more food."
I don't know if you'd shout out your window. You might be breathing out the window, and you don't want to get in trouble with the authorities because you get clubbed or disappear. And also, I was watching the video on that, the show-stopping venues that they built. Once again, why in the hell would you give an autocracy hell-bent on world domination the platform to show off how their system works well? Why would you do that?
Is there anything we the people can do? Should we just boycott it, not watch? Is that how we do it? We send the message to the sponsors, we're not going to watch this filth. I've got to admit, that would be a sacrifice for me. I love the sports.
But what's it going to feel like? I can't imagine watching the opening ceremonies unless I'm watching it critically, like to comment on and complain about, but not in the way that I've watched opening ceremonies my whole life with, wow, look at that, wow, look at that, oh, that's cool. Anything that's cool or wow, look at that, it makes me sick.
Sure, I'm just picturing the hardliners in the Politburo planning on the overthrow of the United States and the domination of the earth, and so they can impose slavery, systemic rape, genocide, etc., on the entire globe. Hooray!
Where no religion is allowed of any kind because you're only faithful to the state. Love is not allowed. No love songs, no talk about love. You're only in love with Xi and the Communist Party. I mean, you want world domination by a country who doesn't believe love is a thing.
Under the Chinese boot heel, you have no rights. You're a slave. Get ready for a beating. You know, come on, you got to think that when you hear the damn theme.
I'm going to be interested in what the ratings will be like for the Olympics. I don't know. Will I forget all about this and start watching it and just be into whoever our speed skater is who's about to win a gold medal? I don't know. I don't actually know.
Well, and I would be desperate for our people, or anybody else for that matter, to beat the Chinese athletes. But then I'm reminded of the Chinese Olympic program, which is abducting toddlers from their homes, testing them, and the most gifted 0.1% are whisked away, whether their parents like it or not, to be Olympic soldiers for the motherland. I mean, the whole thing is disgusting.
Yeah. It really
is. But I love watching speed skating and the curling, the excitement of curling.
So this town where the COVID is running rampant is just right next door to Beijing, and they're trying to figure out how to keep it out of Beijing? Because the way Omicron spreads, if it gets into the Olympic Village, by the end of the week, every single athlete has got it.
Yep.
And what are they going to
Might
do?
As well, yeah, yeah. I'm looking at pictures of China right now. You got everybody who works for the government in any capacity dealing with this in any way is wearing the full space suit. They've got armies of these space-suited, hazmated, you know, scary, they look like space aliens all over the place. Sticking swabs up people's noses and handing out food and the rest of it. Chairman Xi has tripled down on the zero COVID policy, which, according to anybody with any common sense, is utterly impossible. So it'll be interesting to see Winnie the Pooh run up against reality. I'm hoping he gets a good cracked head from the effort.
I'm watching a lot of Star Wars lately because my kids are into the VR Star Wars game. And so my son, youngest son, who didn't know anything about Star Wars, wanted to watch Star Wars, so started at the very beginning with the first Star Wars movie, which is actually the fourth Star Wars movie, but confusing to me now. And just thinking the medical people there in China, they look like stormtroopers, which is kind of what they are. The first Star Wars movie, if you haven't seen it in a while, and it is now, what, 45 years old? The special
1977, I believe.
So about 45 years old, yeah. That's it's almost half a century old. So the special effects are horrible. So this is the monumental change to the world movie I'm showing to my son, and it's just, God, when Luke cuts off that abominable snowman's arm with the lightsaber, I mean, your local high school would come up with a better version of that today than George Lucas did.
It wasn't as bad as all that.
You haven't seen it in a while then. It is embarrassing. My kids threw back their heads in laughter at it.
That's the second one, isn't it?
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
a bantha, by the way. A bantha, not an abominable snowman.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really into the Star Wars thing. Then we watched.
I'm in the audio video club and a big fan of Star Wars.
We watched an episode of Mandalorian, so you fast forward in the best special effects by half a century and just a completely different world. Watch them back to back, you see how much progress has been made on special effects. Just fantastic. That's enough about China. We'll be talking a lot more about the Olympics in China coming up because the Olympics are going to start here pretty soon. So mention.
You know, I got one more China note.
Okay.
Just this gal was in this city to go on a series of blind dates, and because you got to get set up and everything in China, the culture is a little bit different. But one of her dates wanted to show off his cooking skills. Invited me over to his house for dinner. She writes and posts on videos. And the government said, sorry, everybody, we're locked down right now. And so she just met this guy, and she's now locked down in the house with him.
Well, it's either awesome, like super awesome, or horrible, depending on what you're thinking of the gentleman.
Well,
or
she
him
says,
or her.
So far, romance has yet to blossom, according to Ms. Wang. Beside the fact that he's as mute as a wooden mannequin, everything else is pretty good. Despite his food being mediocre, he's still willing to cook, which I think is great. That's funny. It sounds like they've been married for 30 years. You're about as talkative as a mannequin.
But haven't most people had first dates where if you got locked down for several days, you'd think, awesome, this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or she's had the opposite.
She or he thinks the same, yeah.
Some of the numbers behind the numbers on the inflation we ought to talk about, because this is, I'm telling you, well, studies show this, I didn't come up with this on my own, it's the number one issue in America. Why does everything cost so much? And it's going to be the number one issue all year long, because it's going to keep going up. And breaking it down by categories, some of the categories are unbelievable. As we mentioned, used cars are up 37% in a year. It's just stunning. There's no stock you could have bought better than going out and buying a bunch of used cars at the beginning of last year if you could have afforded it.
You know, Judy and I, generally, when we replace a car, we get rid of the old one by getting it somehow to one of our children. We'll work out a deal, a trade, a purchase, or something like that to one of our kids. And we were going to give Judy's old car to Delaney, but now forget it. Sorry, kid, get a bus pass. It's too valuable. You got to put that biatch on the market.
That and other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty. And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has struck the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. You can own a new Morgan Silver Dollar with the original iconic design, like the coins used in commerce during the Wild West. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued with the New Orleans Privy Mark in 99.9% pure silver. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins featuring a special O Privy Mark. Just call 1-800-571-6468 and you are guaranteed an uncirculated mint condition Morgan Silver Dollar with the O Mint Privy Mark. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-571-6468. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-571-6468 now to secure your New Orleans Privy Mark Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-571-6468.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sungrown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, this is exciting. I saw that the Girl Scouts announced a new partnership with DoorDash that will allow their drivers to deliver Girl Scout cookies. Right now, there's a bunch of 50-year-old drivers like, do I really have to wear the sash? All right, I'll give it a go. I don't know. Is it really buying Girl Scout cookies if you're not guilted into ordering as many boxes as your coworkers? Really, Kelly bought 10 boxes. Just saying.
Girl Scout cookie season.
That's some nice, pleasant humor there. That's some good American doesn't hate anybody humor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Girl Scout cookie season because at least here people aren't in the building. There's no parents around of young girls to come give you the opportunity to buy cookies. Because of freaking COVID. I just saw a headline that the dinosaur mascot for the Toronto Raptors has been banned from the court. What did he do?
What?
What did he do to somebody? I'll have to look into that story.
Ate a plant eater?
Exactly.
Coming up, eloquence. I have discovered about January 6th. Yeah, I know that was last week. Can we have a week to think about important things? That's coming up. Stay with us.
And we need to replay part of Joe Biden's speech if you haven't heard it. He went so over the top yesterday. I mean, just so over the top. Wow.
I'm tired of being quiet.
Tired of being quiet.
One of the ugliest, most egregious, hateful speeches I've ever heard from a president.
So here's something exciting. Inflation has soared to its highest its highest amount in four decades. Consumer prices jumped by 7% for the year ending in December. So the end of 2021, 7% increase, which means you took a 7% pay cut. Well, that's just dandy. Breaking it down by category is kind of interesting, though. What went up? We mentioned used cars are up 37%. I mean, that's just stunning. You can't even hardly wrap your head around that kind of an increase in used cars. The average used car on the road now is worth 30 grand. So that means for every there aren't a lot of $5,000 cars out there, but there are $12,000 cars out there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You got to have a $50,000 car to come out to $30,000 for the average. I mentioned walking around a used car lot the other day while I was killing time, looking at the prices on the windows, and I was like, are these new? You sure they're used? What? You can't charge this much for this. This is crazy. But they can, because used cars are up 37% in a year. Starting at the top, gas, of course, up 50%.
Wow.
Fuel oil, 41. Used cars, 37. Rental cars up 36%. I haven't rented a car in a while, but I've heard it's pricey. I have done this. Hotels are up 27.6%.
Oof.
It's a little unfair, because they were down to rock bottom during the COVID, right? So how much of it is getting back to normal on that one?
Yeah, I actually just booked a hotel room, and it didn't strike me as bad at all. But, you know, an anecdote.
Did I tell the story about my brother getting a Motel 6 in Wells, Nevada?
You mentioned it, yes.
Yeah. He said it was a little sketchy. I said everything in Wells is sketchy.
Right.
But the
hair.
There was hair in the bed. And that's when he asked for his money back.
And not had her.
He's a sick enough.
Right.
Yeah. Mm, so gross.
That is gross. I couldn't sleep. Dirty shower, I'll overcome it. Carpet's not clean. There's lots of things. Cockroach, I'd rather not, but well, I'll be all right. Hair in the bed? No. I'm sleeping in the car or something.
Oh, jeez.
Can't do it. Utility gas up 24%. Steak is up 21%. Bacon is up 18%. We've all noticed that.
No.
God, if you bought some steaks and you throw some steaks and bacon in your cart and you get up there to pay, you're going to be shocked.
That's like I said the other day. I bought a couple of nice steaks for some special occasion. I wanted Judy in black pants and a white shirt serving it to me. I wanted a white tablecloth. I wanted, is there anything else we can get for you, sir? The price I was paying for raw meat.
Furniture, if you can get it, is up 14%. Tires, I got some the other day, and I was shocked at what it cost. Well, they've been up 12% in a year, so that's why they cost so much.
Well, and you'd notice that, too, because a set of tires is not cheap.
No. New cars, 12%. Eggs, 11%. Suits, 11%.
Eggs, 11%. What, do the chickens have COVID? What's going on there? The chickens still got to lay eggs, right? What is it, drivers? Is that it?
What's going on? Every step of the way, I suppose. Which came first, the inflation or the egg? I don't know.
The chickens unions are calling for remote egg laying.
How are suits up 11%? when nobody's going to work. Chicken up 10, fish up 10, ham up 10, restaurants up 6.7%, rent 3.8% increase. All that adding up to 7%, and you took a pay cut last year, and you're probably going to take another pay cut this year, and then as Joe pointed out, well, then wages are going to have to go up, and then businesses are going to have to charge more, and it just starts feeding itself, and how the hell do you get out of it?
And it is not entirely the federal government pouring trillions of dollars into an economy from nowhere, by the way. They printed that money, they borrowed it from our grandchildren, but that's at least part of it.
Sure,
COVID's a huge part of it, but that's not all of it. Don't let anybody tell you it is.
Right. Fairly on some level, but unfairly on other levels, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party is going to take the brunt of people's anger about this come November. Because by November, people are going to notice how little money they have and how much it costs to live every month, and they're going to want to punish the party in charge. That's just the way it works.
Right, and there are two levels of punishment. The most obvious level is you actually
light
vote
whipping?
For...
Just light brushing,
no.
Whipping sort of thing?
No.
Practically
so
tickling?
So inappropriate. Level one, the most obvious level, is you vote for the other party. And it will be really interesting to see how many black and Hispanic votes go over to the Republican side. But the second level of it is just not showing up. And so it'll be interesting also to observe how low the voter turnout is for Democrats. I think it could crater, which is why Joe Biden yesterday, if you didn't see this, you didn't hear about this, our octogenarian senile president was as over the top trying to whip up hatred, one American against another, more than I've ever seen in my life. It was horrible. If anybody like taken it seriously or paid attention, it would be one of the darkest moments in American politics. I think we're saved by the fact that it was so idiotic it won't, you know, have much of an effect.
You know, speaking of Joe Biden, and he's trying to work this angle because he knows his biggest vulnerability is the economy. He knows that. But this claim he's been making in recent weeks that, look at the numbers. My administration has created more jobs in the first year than any administration in U.S. history.
Hilarious.
So the government shut down the economy, forced businesses to close. Hundreds of thousands of businesses were put out of business by the government. And then when allow them to open back up and they start hiring again, you take credit for creating jobs? Come on now. Surely people aren't going to fall for that.
It's as bad as it gets.
Surely people aren't going to go for that.
You wouldn't think. I'm as interested in a midterm election as I've been for a very long time. And it's not just, you know, I hope my party gets control because they'll work miracles and bring us prosperity and happiness.
Kevin McCarthy, you know. Speaker of the House.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. America. We got 330 million people. It's the best we can do. Anyway, I want to see these dynamics play out. I want to see Hispanic America, Black America. I want to find out if people have grokked the hypocrisy you're just talking about, of the government shutting down the economy and then getting credit for when it starts to breathe a little again. I want to see that play out. Of course, as you pointed out earlier, there are there are almost 10 months between now and Election Day.
It's a long time.
Oh, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Who knows where we're going to be COVID-wise? The Panoplian variant?
God help us, the Panoplian. Plus, there's only a 1 in 3 chance the president's still alive by then, so there's that.
Wow.
I've been consulting my actuarial tables.
I can't believe I'm the one bringing this up, but did you see the Wall Street Journal op-ed by a couple of political pundit heavyweights saying Hillary 5.0, decent chance Hillary runs and she's the nominee.
Michael, cut his mic. Cut it off.
Faltering Biden. Nobody wants Harris. Who steps into the breach?
I will not have this filth on my airwaves.
You just see the silhouette in the darkness of the pantsuit and the flats. Here she comes.
Yes.
People have been talking about about the Biden-Trump, too. There's no way Biden runs again. He's freaking have one foot in the grave. But Hillary, tanned, rested, and ready.
No.
Too horrible to contemplate.
I know. These are well-respected people. I forget their names in the Wall Street Journal. I don't think they were just like doing this to yank people's chains. They think she fills a void that there is in the Democratic Party.
Well, how old is the old broad at this point? She's young by
younger than Joe Biden.
Yeah, by several years, I'd guess.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks. Now I'm going to have nightmares, and you're to blame.
Boy, that put me off my breakfast.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.